All right, I'm here today with Mike Downey. Mike, tell us who you are and what you do here at Microsoft.
Sure thing. Mike Downey, I work on the media platform evangelism team. And our job is to go out there and partner and get great apps built for whatever platform we're really focused on at the time.
Yeah.
And obviously right now we're thinking about the next version of Windows, so our big focus is there. We also build tools and frameworks. So that we can help light up a lot of these scenarios that involve media. A lot of times those two things go hand in hand, so we'll actually go out and we'll build something, and then out of that we'll actually release some of the code from what we built.
Yeah.
And that, you know, turn that into a framework.
Yeah, and so in the past we've done a Silverlight player.
That's right. So we partnered with NBC to do the website for the Olympics, mm-hmm. which is all a Silverlight experience.
Awesome player.
Yeah, it was amazing. Tons of HD video, live simultaneous streaming. All of that stuff, and out of that we built this really complex player, and we decided to take all of that player out, clean up the code, refactor it, release that, and then our second release we actually re-architected it to make it, you know, plug-in friendly and things like that, and that was our, you know, Microsoft Media Platform player framework.
Yeah.
And since then we've been continuing to focus on building similar players for other platforms.
Yeah.
So today we have a brand new release, and that's the HTML5 version of that framework.
Yeah, so tell us about some of the work that went into this. I know you did a lot of research as you geared up to do this. Tell us about some of the things that you had to consider.
Well, it started with, you know, obviously Microsoft's been spending the last probably year and a half talking about HTML5, maybe even longer, and how important it was going to be to the future of the company. So we knew at some point we were going to have to take a really close look at what you can do with video in HTML5. And look at what we've done with Silverlight and our other platforms and think, you know, how can we bring some of that work we had done there into the world of HTML5? So about 6 months ago, we started taking our Silverlight framework and looking at what was possible in HTML5, in the browser specifically, and try to see how much of that could we actually bring over. So we started building out this framework. We just released 1.0 of that last mm-hmm. week, the HTML5 player framework from Microsoft. It's fully open source. And we put a lot of time and effort into this and really trying to make it a feature-rich, you know, complex, capable framework. When we started doing the research for that, we looked at a lot of other open source players out there, and there's some really good ones.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, we really want to focus on creating something that's comprehensive. A lot of them did a lot of great things, but they'd be missing one major feature. And so we decided to try and build something that went across all of those features so you could have one framework that did everything.
Yeah.
And we're getting pretty close to that with 1.0.
So tell us what's up here on Codeplex. What all tools do you have for people to work with, and how should they get started?
Yeah, so right now we have two pages that provide access to all of our player frameworks. One of them is currently focused on Silverlight and Windows Phone, and that's smf.codeplex.com. And we're in the process of taking all of that content and migrating onto this site, which is playerframework.codeplex.com. We're in the process of consolidating all of these into one single framework, one download, and that has things like, for example, if you want to use HTML5 player but have a fallback, you can fall back to Silverlight and other players like that. So we're in the process of consolidating all of this stuff. Here we have the Player Framework site. On the homepage, we've got a short description of everything that we've done here and links to go download it. We had two preview releases that we did over the last few months, and like I said, now we're at 1.0. Two very important elements of this site here. In documentation, we've actually done quite a bit of work to document all of these things. This is the list of features. If we go take a look here at the documentation. If we look at documentation, we've actually gone in here and actually did a full API docs, but we also have a number of examples. So you can go through here and learn, you know, how to use basic declarative usage, so just putting a player instance right out on your page.
Yeah.
And then with the 1.0 release, we added the ability to inject a player into a div using JavaScript. So you can go either approach for this
cool.
one. And we have a bunch of other samples in here and live demos. You can take a look at what the player actually looks like here. This is a little demo page we put together to kind of illustrate how the fallback and fall forward scenarios work.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, for example, prefer to have Silverlight be the default, but if it's not there, then it goes to HTML5, or the reverse of that. So
yeah.
It's up to you. The framework fully supports that. This is an example of the player. All of the controls in the UI are all stylable via CSS. We took a lot of care to make sure there's a lot of flexibility there. We have very basic playback controls, similar to the default player in Internet Explorer, but you know, very straightforward and basic.
And Silverlight looks the same as the HTML5 player?
Both of our players look exactly the same. They share the same UI.
Nice.
So yeah, it's very consistent for the user. And in here, you can go take a look at it. This is linked from the documentation page. And you can, you know, see the code yourself, try it out, copy-paste it, do whatever you like with it.
So what platforms will this work with?
So the HTML5 framework specifically, in this first release, is focused on browsers. So this is for in-browser playback of video.
Yeah.
We've tested on all the major browsers, including the mobile browsers. So Windows Phone 7.5 supports it. Of course, Android phones, iOS, tablets, you know,
yeah,
iPad, things like that. So we've tested on all those devices. Everything works fine. We have obviously support in there for other codecs, even like WebM and things like that.
Yeah, so you have a plugin framework in there.
That's right.
What types of plugins do you expect people might make?
So we have two types of plugins. We have media plugins, which is where you can adapt the framework to work for specific protocols. For example, like Safari has proprietary support for HLS, their streaming technology.
Yeah.
You could have a plugin that supports that, so you can detect if somebody's using a Safari browser, you can go ahead and use that. Or other examples like that, that's a media plugin. You can do plugins around analytics, for example. We have control plugins.
So you can tell where people dump out of a video or where they pop over to or
exactly
what parts
so
they watch.
If you're like a big analytics vendor, you can write a plugin for our player, or if you just have your own custom implementation, or you're using one of the big vendors, you want to write your own, you have full access to all of that. And there's a really nice API for building plugins.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make that really easy for people. And you can do, you know, there's other captioning formats, for example, that are legacy formats. You could write a plugin for that. Advertising is another area.
Yeah.
So we haven't, one of our features that is still to come in our next release will be advertising support. What we've done in the Silverlight version of our player so far is support VAST, MAST, and VPaid, which are standards for advertising. And there's others out there that people can write their own plugins for. But that'll be coming. One of our big features in this 1.0 release of the framework is very robust support for TTML, which is the standard for captioning in video. And actually, one of the guys that wrote the spec for the W3C works at Microsoft, Sean Hayes, and he helped us implement this in our framework. So we think it's probably one of the best TTML implementations available today. And again, that's all open source. So
yeah,
people can take that and build it into their own players or whatever they want with it.
So what about smooth streaming and play ready?
Right. So there are certain features that we kind of categorize as more advanced media features, streaming as being one of them, content protection being another. And currently there are no standards in the W3C for HTML5 for handling those. For streaming, there's an effort called MPEG-DASH, which we are actually one of the chairs for at Microsoft, and we're very, very interested in pushing that streaming standard, but that's still a ways off, and it's not been implemented in any of the browsers yet. So in the first release of our HTML5 player framework, we don't support any type of streaming or content protection. Again, it's not standard, it's not an IE.
Yeah.
But in the future, as these do get standards and they do get implemented in the browsers, we'll support those. Now, one other element of that is one of our reasons for building this framework was that we also wanted to prepare for what we're planning to do with Windows 8, the next version of Windows. As most people know, you'll be able to actually build applications using HTML5.
Yeah.
And video, of course, being a very key element of that. In those types of applications, you'll have full access to what Windows can do at the media level, which will give you access to smooth streaming and content protection with PlayReady and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this framework, we will adapt to be optimized for Windows 8 development once that, you know, all that starts to come out. So that'll be in our next major release.
Great. And where do people get this?
So playerframework.codeplex.com. You can go get it, download it. It's ready to go today. And again, it's open source, so have at it. Have fun with it.
Great. Thanks for showing us this today.
Great.